From the studios of NPR West, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick.
And I'm Alex Cohen. Coming up, rehab celebrity style.
First, to the political roller coaster that we have been riding all week long.
Tonight, we are hearing the voices of people across America.
Thank you. Our time has come.
We are the Republican Party frontrunner for the nomination.
I feel I have to now stand aside for our party and for our country.
That last voice was Mitt Romney speaking at the Conservative Political Action Conference yesterday. That's where he announced the suspension of his campaign. This morning, President Bush addressed that same meeting of conservatives.
Prosperity and peace are in the balance. So with confidence in our vision and faith in our values, let us go forward, fight for victory, and keep the White House in 2008. God bless you. And God bless America.
That was President Bush speaking this morning at the Conservative Political Action Conference in Washington after a wild political week. NPR's Juan Williams is with us. Juan, you were at this conference yesterday when Governor Romney announced that he is actually getting out of the race for president. And then Senator McCain was there speaking after Governor Romney. How about the reception for these two men?
Lots of booing. I could have been in Philadelphia, Alex. The interesting part about this is that it was in the basement of the Omnia Hotel here in Washington, and it was just packed. And when Romney spoke, the expectation was that he was simply going to reassert his conservative credentials and say that he was the conservative in the race. There had been no leaks. His inside campaign people had told me there was concern, but he wasn't going to drop out yet. This was just the day before. And that was the sense. But then at the end of the speech, he says, you know, it's time for him to step out of the way and not simply block a national campaign effort because of the importance to defeat the Democrats on the war issue, that he feels it's important to have a Republican in the White House. At that point, the boo started to come. And then the second booing occurred during the John McCain speech. McCain there mentioning how conservative he was time after time trying to make the case, apologize for not having come to the conservative political action meeting last year. But it just really wasn't a deal closer. Just walking around there yesterday, people saying this is the guy that wanted to talk to John Kerry about possibly being his running mate in 2004. And of course, they are still hot about immigration. Even when McCain mentioned it, there was booing about his stand in favor of some kind of path to citizenship for people who are here as illegals.
Well, I'm struck by the idea that here's one guy in defeat and another in triumph, and no one's happy with either one.
It really is striking because I think what you have is a Republican Party at sea. Even today, President Bush did not endorse John McCain, which had been the McCain camp's hope. Instead, he simply said we have to go forward and get the party to be unified in trying to hold on for this 2008 election.
How about the Democrats? There's conflict there, too. And conflict after Super Tuesday, the results and the delegates still disputed, but also talk about money.
Lots of talk about money because Senator Hillary Clinton had to lend her campaign $5 million. And the question here is why. She has raised such a tremendous amount of money. It's a record amount of money. Now, that fact gets lost because Barack Obama has raised even more. Now, according to her campaign staff today, money has been pouring in after news broke that she had some financial difficulties and it will not be a problem going forward. Much of the anxiety is around advertising, Alex. Barack Obama had an ad during the Super Bowl, very expensive ad, and he has lots of ads up in states coming now this weekend and going forward. And the Clinton people want to get more ads up, and it's going to be costly.
Well, there are these contests coming in Louisiana and Washington State tomorrow, Juan, then Virginia, Maryland, and D.C. on Tuesday. Is that going to help settle anything?
Well, it'll, I think, add some momentum to Senator Obama's campaign. He's likely to do very well in Louisiana with a large number of African Americans voting. Washington State has a caucus. And again, Barack Obama has done well in the caucus states. I would imagine that Senator Clinton will do a little bit better in Washington State. And then the contest you mentioned next Tuesday again in Maryland, in the District of Columbia, a large percentage of African American voters expect Barack Obama to do well again. Virginia, Senator Clinton might do well. So it'll not settle anything, but I think it will give the sense that Barack Obama's on a roll here and add to the sense that he's the one who's coming on strong and keep Senator Clinton on the defensive.
NPR News analyst Juan Williams here every Friday. Juan, thank you again.
You're welcome, Alex.